Today on the Arts Review, we go to America's West Coast and review three exhibitions in Los Angeles with cultural journalist Richard Bence. First, we'll take a look at the massive overview of the work of Doug Aitken, Electric Earth, at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles. We'll move on to the Serial Impulse at Gemini Graphic Editions Limited, all about the legacy of the legendary print workshop. And finally, we'll be visiting an unusual location for Human Condition. I'm Georgina Godwin, and that's all ahead on today's Monocle Arts Review. Hello, Richard. Thanks so much for joining us today. What can you tell us about Doug Aitken?
Doug Aitken is the quintessential LA artist. He is based in Los Angeles and grew up here. This exhibition at the Geffen Contemporary at MoCA is the first survey of Doug's work in North America. And it comprises of seven large-scale moving image installations, going right back to his early work called Diamond Sea, which was 1997, to more recent work, which includes Black Mirror, which is 2011.
Mm-hmm. What are the most common themes in his video art?
The most common themes in his video art really are a way to map the urban condition. So, for example, one of the recurring themes is the ubiquity of information technology, and the works that we see here at the Geffen are really these huge architectural installations which are playing on the idea of being broadcasting machines. And as you walk through them, you are immersed and suspended between the urban landscape and this idea of mass media saturation.
He's been a real groundbreaker, hasn't he? I mean, I'm thinking here of the Museum of Modern Art in New York, really broke with tradition to show his huge outdoor installation.
Aitken is a bit of a creative conductor, so he utilises all sorts of a wide range of vocabularies. And in this exhibition, they are all cannily deployed. When you walk in, you're immediately hit by his work Song One, which is really the vortex of the exhibition. On loop, you have this repetitive playing of an old song called I Only Have Eyes For You, and you have many people or actors singing that. So one of them is Tilda Swinton. And it's a hypnotic experience, not least because they are often driving through these, what we can imagine are the freeways of Los Angeles, but could be any city. It's an urban condition for every city. And these people singing these lyrics, I Only Have Eyes For You, to themselves, has an eerie quality and really points to the loneliness that can be so prevalent in the urban condition.
What else is on show within that? You mentioned seven works.
So one of the key ones is Electric Earth itself, which is, again, a video installation. And it has this man, which is really a sort of twitching guy in the urban landscape, which really points to this acceleration of the world around us. In this urban landscape, it is as if he is the last person on Earth. And it is a mesmerising piece of work. There are also other pieces. For example, we have his home work, which is the tearing down, actually, of his family home. His mother and father feature in it, and they sit there at a table, sitting in silence, looking at each other as the foundations of their world are torn down around them, perhaps pointing to a wider concern or a common thread of people coming to Los Angeles to unpick the scaffolding of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that he's got a show of underwater sculptures coming up.
Correct. So 22 miles away from downtown Los Angeles, there is an island off the coast called Santa Catalina. And this is where Doug will showcase his new work, which is the Underwater Pavilions, a large-scale installation consisting of three underwater sculptures that float off the coast. He was driven to make something that would allow the viewer to penetrate the surface of the ocean and go under it to encounter and discover these artworks. So what you're encountering is these 25-foot mirrored caves, which change with tide and light. They are these huge kaleidoscopic mirrored films beneath the surface.
Sounds extraordinary. And would you have to go under the water to view them then?
Yes, but in the same on whilst dry, yes.
Let's move on now to the Serial Impulse at Gemini GL. That's at LACMA. So for 50 years, this print workshop's been operating. Tell us why it's so important.
Gemini GL are really the unsung heroes of the Los Angeles art scene and a respite for slow art. In this exhibition at LACMA, we have 15 print series from seminal works by artists like Jasper Johns, Robert Rauschenberg, Frank Stella, Richard Seller, and Joseph Albers. And it really speaks to Gemini's role in shaping the nascent LA art community in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. So the essence of the workshop, as I understand it, was collaborative working.
Correct. Invitation only, and it became a bit of a cultural melting pot for artists from both coasts to meet. So, for example, Lichtenstein came here every other year in February to escape the cold. It definitely brings attention to the art, if you like, of seriality. So one of the key works in this exhibition is Robert Rauschenberg's Booster, which was at the time the largest hand-pulled lithograph in the world. And this is a large-scale X-ray of himself wearing nothing but boots. And it really heralded a shift in 20th century printmaking towards works that rival the scale and potency of painting.
Because there was a great deal of technical innovation involved too. I mean, it may be an historic institution, but it's not historical. It's always pushing the boundaries.
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that we see in Richard Serra's work is a remarkable feat of printmaking engineering. The traversals pieces pushes the boundaries of the traditional medium of etching, really exemplifying the ambitious spirit of the Gemini workshop, which never says no.
Does it look back over the entire 50 years of its history?
Yes, it does. It goes right back to the very first work, which was Joseph Albers, within a couple of years of it opening. So it is really the most broad-ranging retrospective of this workshop's, showcasing a phenomenal oeuvre of work.
Well, our final stop on this Monocle Arts Review, we examine human condition. Now, this is an extraordinary site-specific piece. Richard, first tell us about the location.
The location is a derelict hospital in the West Adams district of downtown Los Angeles, which is in itself a little time capsule frozen in time. And the derelict hospital was the first black-run hospital dating back to the early 70s, and through a series of blunders went out of business, and the building has been derelict for a few years. And the curator, John Wolfe, came upon it and really saw it as being a place ripe for exposing the raw vulnerability of the human condition. You walk through the psychological and corporeal experience of the building itself. So the births, the pain, the death. And it is a very spooky curatorial playground.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about the curator, John Wolfe. He's an art advisor.
That's correct. He actually is the art advisor for the realtor, which is now owning this building, adding particularly Angelino Twist. And he is really part of a new breed, if you like, of art advisor. And this opportunity really came about, A, because he knew the company that had bought the building, but also it was a way to support artists that aren't represented by big galleries. So it is a bit of a new model of representing unsung artists, and in this case 87 artists, which in its broad scope makes it more like a biennial and certainly frees itself from the constraints of a white-walled gallery.
87 artists. Can you describe some of the work?
I can. So the different floors of the building each have a different theme, if you like. The first floor explores the subconscious mind, utilising artists such as Holzer, David Benjamin Sherry, Gregory Crudson and Chantal Joff. But it's also in the sculptures and the painting and the immersive installations that you get a real sense of this exhibition. So it is really like a series of mini galleries within galleries. The vintage 70s era stainless steel surgical lights making perfect spotlights for some of these works. One in particular is Polly Borland's photographs of adult men with baby fetishes, which takes on a particularly interesting angle when displayed in the hospital's nursery. Another piece is Max Hooper Schneider's sculpture involving pig blood, which is quite at home in the operating room. And then again, you go to the fourth floor, which is the psych ward, which takes on an eerie and slightly sad curatorial aspect of this former, really a ghost building.
If you had only 3 hours in Los Angeles, which of these three shows would you see?
I would definitely recommend Doug Aitken. And actually, there is one just added extra thing which might be worth saying as well, which is particularly Los Angeles. And that is that nearby the human condition is a new area called Boyle Heights, which is really the nerve centre for the West Coast contemporary art explosion. And recently, the UTA Artist Space opened, which is the United Talent Agency's first foray into the art world, which now has its own fine arts division, pairing brands with a roster of artists, including Rashid Johnson and Judy Chicago. So the opening exhibition was a film hosted by the work of kids filmmaker Larry Clark, and it is an extraordinary confluence of Hollywood art and personal brand building, which in many ways Doug's work looks at itself. So I would say Doug Aitken, absolutely, but also check out these downtown events, not least the UTA Artist Space Human Condition. And for a real snapshot of Los Angeles, the pedigree and historic relevance of Los Angeles as an art incubator, as well as a home for artists, Gemini Gel at LACMA.
Richard, thank you very much indeed. That was Richard Benser, cultural journalist based in Los Angeles. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Georgina Godwin. The show was produced by Fernando Augusto Pacheco and it was engineered by Antonio Fernandez. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll talk music. But for now, goodbye from me and thank you for listening.